When two innersea superpowers go to war, the ripples are felt throughout the region. A group of intrepid heroes, or should we say, intrepid rebels, join a league of righteous freedom fighters to liberate their people from the binds of infernal tyranny. Nefarious forces from without and within will do anything to stop these hellbreakers. I'm Jason, and I'll be your GM for this diabolical defiance.
I'm Rue, my pronouns are they, he, or ze, and I play Nalastri, a Strix champion of Arshea, devoted to breaking Chalaxian shackles.
I'm Isis, and I'm playing Mizera, formerly of the Golden Arrhenius, a Nephilim human sorcerer hoping to save Isker and herself from hell.
I'm John, and I'm playing Thaddeus T. Millwright, a halfling inventor with a sinister secret.
I'm Ron, and I'm playing Augustus Manshuxley, a gnome lawyer and witch.
And I'm Mark, playing Flack, a goblin ranger who has something to prove.
And now, on with the episode. Previously, our intrepid hellbreakers were attacked by a pair of large zombie bats on their way to Sarangelo. The clumsy creatures held no challenge for the heroes, though it did raise concerns about how they were created and where they came from. Uto, the friendly ferry operator, thanked the group for dispatching the horrors and made mention of rumors of the restless dead all over. After crossing the river, the Hellbreakers finished their journey to the city the next day and escorted Eagle Knight Ethran Howell to the League's headquarters. There, they met a few more of their comrades-in-arms, human Moira Phelan, hobgoblin Rokrag, and halfling Zira Bluebottle. Though the leaders of the Hellbreakers are often Elidir, it's time to begin the work of freeing Isger. 25th of Rova, 4725 Absalom Reckoning. So as we ended last time, it was basically like everyone sort of can take a little bit of time to sort of dust the road off their clothes and whatnot. It's the middle of the afternoon. Zara, of course, has some like re-warmed up buns and scones that they're kind of doing on a little stove there, and sharing them with the group. Is there any like and basically sort of like about an hour or two passes. In the meantime, Ethran actually comes to gathers a lot of you. They thank you once again for the escort, and commend your sort of teamwork again with the zombie bats, and says, "I'd actually like to give you something." Hands over this great sword. this large two-handed weapon. They kind of look at their missing arm and goes, I'm not going to be using that much anymore these days. So I figure you should have it. There's a magic rune on there as well that you, if you can't use the sword itself, you can take that and apply it to one of your own weapons, of course. But I'm just beginning here, continuing the training some of these. And, you know, they look over at Rabbit and Cole, the two youngest ones that have been sparring, and sort of says, might have a bit of a bit of some work ahead of me, but at least we'll rest safe that the five of you know what you're doing.
Your students are eager, at least.
Oh, I'm sure everyone's eager, and I'm eager to help. I'm definitely eager to help out. So I'm gonna, you know, basically, I'll be staying here in this house apparently for the foreseeable future. So if you need anything, you know, come find me. Moira says that you know, you can stay here tonight, I guess, but you probably probably want to spread it. It'll be pretty cramped to have all of us here. So you'll probably want to look for some accommodations. I popped in a stash, a +1 greatsword.
Okay.
Ooh. I don't know if anyone wants to use a two-handed sword.
Augustus. Lustre,
you know, it's, yeah. Augustus, yeah, Augustus. Do you want the sword that's not as big as you are?
I tell you, the last thing that I need is something that's going to occupy hands with which I gesticulate in the course of my argumentation. That said, I do believe that there is some cunning method that I lack about transferring this rune of potency to a different weapon.
Ooh.
And yes, is that there like is something.
Arcane thing of some sort?
You could do it with our arcane. Yeah, Arcana.
Is it with any of the crafting?
Four. Or would it be crafting?
You can do it with crafting. You can do it with crafting. I think you can do it either way.
Okay.
Okay.
I can do crafting.
Oh, crafting. Okay. It takes some time, so you won't be able to do it this evening, but you'll have some downtime in a little bit.
Okay.
And because you, maybe you're about to sort of like start thinking about it. And actually, Rokrag kind of comes up to you and says, excuse me, everyone. There's something I need help from you with. One of our lookouts has not reported back. And I know you've just arrived in Sarangelo, but I think, you know, this is of utmost importance. She's normally very prompt, very on time, and she has not shown up. Let me explain. You know that supplies are the fuel which... the goods and whatnot are what fuels a revolution, right? As they say, you know, an army runs on their stomach, a revolution runs on having weapons and other things like that. We have a method of getting them here and there. And we have a warehouse down by the docks that we sort of, you know, as cover. We get shipments brought in sometimes, you know, not always legal, kind of looking at you, Augustus. Not always legal shipments, of course, but things we need. And we launder them there in the warehouse, so to speak. and so there was supposed to be a large shipment coming in from Logos recently. And she was going to oversee it, then come here. And actually, a lot of you were going to, she was going to take you down there so we could all inventory what was going on, what we've got, and what we might need in the future. That's why she has not reported in. So before it gets too dark, if you could go down there and check on her, see what is going on. Yeah?
Might I request a quick description, and how overdue is she?
A couple hours now. Again, she's very prompt, very much on time. Her name is Gertraud Mildenhall. She's a young halfling woman. You know, a little taller than you, Augustus. Sort of blondish hair. Fair skin. She's a native of Isker here. You know, been living here in Sarangelo for some time.
Okay. And she should be at the warehouse?
She should be at the warehouse. I mean, she was at the warehouse all this morning and sort of supervising the arrival of a shipment. It is a warehouse called Everbloom Imports. And he sort of points that on the map. And actually, we can bring you to the Sarangelo map. It is... where is it? Oh, my gosh. Where is it? On here. It may not be actually even be on here. It is kind of like over here on the sort of eastern end of the docks, sort of in a bit of a, you know, not a, a distance away from all the other warehouses, but just sort of, you know, far enough away.
And where are we now?
You're here at the headquarters.
Oh, all right.
So just, you know.
Oh, basically. We're about city center and we've got to go through about half the city to the south. Well, that should be. Yeah. No problem whatsoever. We should hurry if we want to be there before it gets too dark, particularly if, in fact, she has been met with some foul play and someone has absconded with her. We'll want to make sure we search for clues.
Yes, yes. Whatever you find, you're free to act upon it as you see fit.
Excellent.
Oh, good.
Excellent.
Yes. Good luck. I'll stay here. Get the Etherin up to speed of what's
going
on.
Get to do whatever we want. That's what I heard. That's
my
what
dad. I heard. No, no. This is the Hobgoblin Rokrag, right? He's kind of looking at you. No, my friend.
My dad, my companions, have any of you been to Sarangala before? I'm new to this city, so if any of you have some experience here, then perhaps you should take the lead.
Probably
nope.
All newbies. Sarangala is not like the capital of Isger, but it is a big-ish city. It's, you know, I would say it's probably like the Chicago to Eladir,
probably
New York City.
Been around here at some point because I'm from Breach Hill and it's not that far away.
Yeah. It's not that far. Okay.
But it's a big city. I mean, I don't, you know. I've been to certain quarters where I'm getting things for my inventions, but I don't go everywhere.
Okay.
Well, Ted, I think you simply volunteered yourself to take the lead in this excursion through the city. So, after you, my good friend.
Oh, all right.
Here we go.
So, the farther you head out, woo! It's a walk in the city. It's a bustling city. It is sort of getting near to be dusk, so things are slowing down a little bit. Markets look like they're kind of closing up, but not like fully closing up. Taverns, of course, will still be open. And you do spot a couple of the missives from Hedvin, the notes, the bounties, mm-hmm. essentially. Not tearing them out. No one...
and give them to
Augustus.
He likes them for some reason.
Yeah, for whatever.
Sarangelo is not less, you know, has no fans of the Thrunes as due to their past, no fans of nobility due to their past, but they're also just, it's a big city and it's got a lot of people, a fair number of people in it. And any mm-hmm. number of them might be, you know, on the side of Jellyx, and some right. of them might not be. Yeah. So you get to this warehouse again. It's sort of at the end of the street. It looks like it has a single large building and then like a kind of a smaller annex. Large building has a big set of double doors on it with a big chain and a padlock on it. The sort of annex has a smaller normal person sized door as well. And it looks pretty, you know, it says Everbloom Imports in a very sort of flowery font above it, but it looks pretty nondescript otherwise. What do you want to do?
I would like to reconnoiter a bit.
Right.
Would you like someone to go in quietly?
Well, let's take see if there's any other entrances or any windows that are up high or mm-hmm. anything like that that we can see.
Okay.
Yeah, perception check.
And I was going to ask if there are any people around specifically the warehouse.
Sure. Give me a perception check for that. Yeah. Perceive. Terrific. Augustus, you don't like, you kind of like walk around. You know, there's basically sort of on the other side, you can see like basically, you know, there's the behind it is another street, basically, but there's no other sort of entrances. It looks like the sort of the street that you're on is the main thoroughfare that you'd bring stuff in from within. Nalestri and Mizera, the two of you are looking around a bit, and you do notice that there's like, this young woman kind of lingering near some of the other warehouses and near the docks, kind of like also kind of watching you. Mm-hmm. She looks like she's a teenager and she's got clearly street urchin vibes, right? She's mm-hmm. got a sort of a dirty tunic and breeches and a flat cap, probably hair cut pretty short, and just kind of staring at you from leaning on a barrel. Mm. Otherwise, there are people sort of, there are stevedores on the docks and whatnot, and people sort of walking by, but no one is lingering except for this young woman.
Mm-hmm. Can I take a silver piece out and sort of flash it to her?
Okay. She trots up pretty excited, as you do. What can I do for you?
I was wondering, we are looking for a friend. Has there been a lot of activity in the warehouse lately? She works there. I thought perhaps she was kept late by work, maybe.
Oh, you don't need me to do anything. You just want to. All right. She kind of is now eyeballing that silver piece.
Yeah.
Okay. She takes it, bites it, puts it in her pocket, takes it away. I might have seen something. In the warehouse here. Yeah.
The Everbloom.
What is it? What she look like? The woman you're looking at for?
My friend. She's a halfling.
I saw her go up to the warehouse this morning. Go in. Oh. To get her keys out. Go for the side entrance there.
Have you seen her come out?
No one's come out since then. Did she
lock it behind her again? I'm not quite sure why we see the building locked now.
No, she went in the side door.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Thing is, like, a little bit before that, these four fellas, real rough-looking fellas, they went up to that door, they jimmied it open with a pry bar, and snuck in.
Oh.
None of them have come out yet.
You haven't seen either side come out.
Okay. None of them. Well, that does not sound very good. Thank you.
Four rough men. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. Look up that. If you need anything else, name's Valera Chives.
Pleasure to meet you, Valera. I'm Nola.
Nola. Right. You know where to find me. And she kind of like goes back to her barrel.
All right.
Back to her barrel. Watching you all.
The barrel at which we can find her in the future.
Yeah. That's right.
I'm all up and down the street.
Valeris
barrel. We shall call it the urchin barrel. That's where we go. Yes. Yep.
Need to find an urchin.
Go to the barrel. The barrel.
That's right.
Go all down to the barrel.
That's where you go.
Yep.
Well, let's, for no particular reason, go to a map, huh? We love a map.
Oh, I think I appreciate that. You're just giving us a better sense of the location.
Yes,
I appreciate
the space. Sure. You know where everything is. So you can hear the sounds of the sea, or the river, I should say, nearby. Again, this is the main entrance, and this is the annex up here, annex door.
Okay, yeah. That's what I thought. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh my gosh, the Doc's music is loud.
Flack, you mentioned something about approaching with
stealth,
some degree of surreptitiousness. Yes.
I don't know what that is, but I can be quiet.
Okay. I don't know how quiet I can be, but we'll give
it a
shot.
Particularly quiet, but we will try.
You want me to go check it out?
Follow. We could follow the leader, maybe.
Well, he probably not. Are you an expert at stealth yet, Flack?
I think I am trained.
Yeah, you need to be an expert to follow. Have some to be followed. Yeah. Unfortunately,
right? Yeah.
Flack, you go up to this side door.
Only first level. Yeah.
Exactly. Some people you might be able to squeeze an expert in stealth out if you're a rogue or something. But anyway, you go up to this door and you're walking up to it. It's closed.
Uh-huh.
But like your keen senses sort of note that like it looks like it had been jimmied open in the past. There's pretty recently probably a little bit of splintered wood right at the knob, right?
Oh yeah.
Right at where the knob is. So but you know, it's not smashed open, kicked open. Clearly like opened with a little bit of subtlety. If we weren't paying attention, you would just open the door and go inside, right? But you can kind of spot it.
Okay. Yeah, let's try to slip in nice and quiet and see if I can get a look around.
All right. Oh, you can click on that door to open it if you want to take a look inside. And
there. How about that?
Yes, it's clearly a side room.
There
are a sort of older looking crates off to one side, and there's another sort of past all that. There's a doorway kind of leading into the main entrance of the warehouse itself right up here.
Like over here? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Roll for me a stealth check as well.
I anticipated you might want that.
Yeah.
So how about
24.
Masterfully done.
Yes, creeping quite quietly.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I want to check real quick. What do you want to do?
Let's go take a little look around.
All right, I'm going to stop you right there.
Okay.
And actually move you right back.
Okay, fine. A little ahead of myself. All right.
You got a little ahead of yourself. That's okay. That's what I was trying to look for, something to... There it is. Okay. You start moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to about sort of like nearby these crates. And you suddenly feel this tension by your foot.
Uh-huh.
And you look down and you're basically like in the as your foot is moving, you're in the process of snipping this tripwire that happens.
Uh-oh.
And
anything I can do to not trip?
No, you've tripped it. You've tripped it. And all of these crates come crashing down.
Oh!
Oh, no.
I need you to make a reflex save.
A reflex save.
And it's loud.
Yeah, okay.
Ruh-roh.
Who needs to be quiet?
Hold on. It's my reflex save.
Wow.
You can also just click that prompt and roll your reflex save. In the chat, there's a little...
Basic reflex,
speech bubble. That's what I was looking for. Speech bubble. You can
speech
click
bubble.
On that. Yeah, in the chat under reflex. I think it says basic reflex.
So under falling crates.
Falling crates.
And then basic reflex.
A
button. Yeah.
push the button.
Still not seeing basic reflex.
Yeah, you can just roll however you need to roll.
Oh, there it is. I see it now. Okay. It's a 19.
It's a failure by one.
Oh.
Do you want to spend a hero point on that?
Probably a good idea, yeah. That's crates falling all over me. That's probably
it's crates bad. Falling. It's making noise and they're crashing on your head. Yeah. For sure.
Okay, so yes, I will.
Yeah,
I will
spend give me a little hero point reroll. All
right, how that
the rest of while he's doing that, the rest of you and Ted, you see this happen because you're right at the doorway. The rest of you hear it crashing down, you know, coming out. Crash. What are the rest of you doing as a?
This is not how to be quiet.
The jig appears to be up.
Forward, yeah.
I'll hurry forward. Come, HUD.
Yeah. All right. How am I doing?
If you right click on the result, and it'll bring up a little menu that says reroll using hero point.
Oh, okay. There it is. Got it.
Oh,
how about a natural 20?
Perfect. That's what you need to not take any damage at all.
Oh, great.
So you're you get real small, I guess, as the crates kind of come down, and most of them kind of like tumble over you and make a noise. So you just
right up against the ones that didn't fall. So that
and you're maybe like holding one up. Yeah, crash.
I'm using one of them to
they fall shield. All around him, except for where he is.
Right, exactly.
Whoa, how did you do that?
Flak shaped hole, right where there's a bunch of crates should be. What do y'all want to do? Because are you gonna just kind of continue to rush forward? Do you want to take a minute? Do anything else? You don't hear any like sound from the other room after the crash happens.
Okay. Is there like any other place to hide? Any cover that I can get behind?
It depends on you can kind of like maybe not really get behind these crates, but you can be near them and use the.
Or is there maybe like get up on top of them and like lay down really flat?
Yeah, that would.
How tall are they?
It's like a stack of crates. They're crate size, which would be about like 2 or 3 feet. You'd have to,
Okay, so
climbing like, yourself because you're a little guy. But yeah. Oh, it actually opened the.
But I would still be kind of at an eye level kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you get up to the this was like a second, like two layers of crates, I would say. Mm-hmm. But you get up here, you're only having view of. Over here, really. You know what I mean? Like, you're not necessarily going to get a view of the whole room, the whole warehouse.
I think we have pretty loudly announced ourselves.
Maybe something more like this than to stay there, just kind of flatten.
Yeah.
And try to just hide and see if somebody comes around that corner.
You wait, are the rest of you waiting outside, or else are you kind of going
in? I am going
in. I came in, but now I can't see myself.
You came back out. You're outside now.
I am?
Yeah. I can see you right here.
Yeah, you're right.
I meant to go in there. It's not.
There you go.
There. That's where I was going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting my gun.
I assume. I guess we're assuming the jig's up completely.
Jig is up. We're going to get him.
It made a lot of noise.
Yeah, it did make a lot of noise. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do this.
I can go in front.
Okay. You kind of step around this corner, Nola, right? And what you see is the warehouse is pretty empty. There's maybe some crates sort of in the corners here. It's kind of leaving a little bit dusty in here. From that corner, you see there's like 2 or 3 crates in the middle of this room, and tied up on top of one of these crates is a halfling woman.
Let's go save her.
She looks like. She said she had light hair. She had brown hair. This is her though. This is I forgot what kind of hair color.
Hold on.
But standing like sort of like above her, sort of looking right at you as you sort of like turn the corner, Nola, is this guy looks tough as heck.
He
fancy. Is
got does he have that much armor on?
I was gonna say that's a lot of armor.
It's leather armor. He's got leather, it's leather armor, it's styled to look like plate. He's kind of standing. He's got basically. He's also got this sort of like Cheliak's flag patch on his armor, and he sort of sees you, and he says, and he's kind of like holding up this morning star right? Not quite like I'm going to smash this lady's head in, but a little bit like that. And says, hey, all right, you there. Come out here. Come around here. Put your weapons down. Surrender yourself in the name of Cheliax.
No!
There we go.
Here we go.
I like it.
And then roll initiative, right?
Yeah.
I mean, but, he's like...
Nola will say that and then pull out her own flail.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. He's like, I'll do it. I'll hit her. I'll smash her. I'll smash your friend in here.
What good would that do you?
When you're dead.
Don't you want to help your friend? I thought you...
I'm not saying I don't want to help my friend. I'm saying, what good would killing her do you? If you wanted her dead, you would have killed her by now.
Bounty's dead or alive, I think. Was it dead or alive?
I don't... If it was...
He seems to be talking to another person who's in here.
Yeah, wouldn't you have killed her by now?
Look, just trying to get more information out of her. Before that. That's what we were trying to do. And now you show up here. So you just, you and anyone else you got back there, tell them to get in here and throw your weapons down and get in here.
If I had friends, I would let them know that there are some very foolish bounty hunters in here. And I think we have permission to deal with it as we need to.
That's right, we do.
Oh, I mean, shall we roll some initiative then?
Yeah, I'm rolling around the corner and shooting.
Okay, yeah. All right, let's get everyone on that initiative tracker.
Okay.
Okay. I don't need Gertrude on here, but
Ho-ho!
And some good rolls, some big numbers.
Hey, Jason, that was a lot of dice.
Yeah, oh, I rolled the crates in here also. I'm gonna remove the crates from initiative. That was one too many dice for initiative, I think.
All right, my initiative.
The crates full again.
I can't find immediately. Anything
here. You want to go to the encounters tab and just press that there dice button under your name.
The two crossed swords.
Oh, yes, yeah.
The little swords.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Okay. Oh, that's pretty good.
Very nice. All right, you're in here. Tad, you are first.
Oh, okay. I don't see anybody.
Yep, you're going to have to move. Somebody. All right. You see what's going on. Gertrude tied up on this crate right here. This guy with the Morningstar, this other guy over here who's got a light mace out, and then just sort of down here in the corner, just bearing two guys with crossbows pointed in your direction.
Do I have line of sight on the guy with the mace?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I might give him a little. Like, this is not like a pile of crates. It's but one crate basically on the ground, and
okay,
he's human, so you've got a little bit. He's got a little bit of cover.
All right.
From the crate.
I'd have to go pretty far to get clear of it. So, okay. I will go ahead and I'm going to use my weapon to attack. And I'm going to first, so I moved. I have to do
overdrive,
which is a crafting check to do that.
A success.
I am successful. So then I will go ahead and make a strike with it.
Don't forget to put the overdrive effect on yourself.
Oh, how do I do that?
We just kind of drag the item effect in the chat, drag it on your token.
Oh. Okay, so drag the overdrive onto my token?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should do okay. It.
Oh. The token on the table.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Okay. Sorry. All right.
No worries.
And I will shoot.
Okay.
Didn't target him, but it is a success.
Okay.
Excellent shot.
And I will damage.
Just barely get him because that is one is outside of your range increment as well. He's 50 feet away from you right now.
Oh, so I miss him.
No, you get him.
Oh,
but just barely. Even with the range penalty.
Good. All right. 5.
Okay.
And that's all I can do. I've moved and overdrive and attack.
He takes some damage. And it is Fleck. Fleck's turn.
All right. Fleck needs to move a little bit. A bit like that. We're going to target this guy and hunt prey. It's my second action. And then we strike. And with flurry, I can do 2 strikes with 1 action.
Right. So you got yourself a fancy bow.
Yep. And that's not terribly good, but it's a 14.
That's going to miss.
Going to miss. Let's try another one. That's not very good either.
No, that's also going to miss.
Okay. And that's 3 actions.
Now you got to remember, so just so you know, Mark, you have to hover over the guy and hit T. So you are targeting him. Right. So it applies the multiple attack penalty correctly. It was a terrible roll, so it's still not going to hit, but just remember to do that for next time.
Yeah.
Because he is your prey.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Now I've hunted him. Okay.
Good.
That's all I can do.
Okay. All right, Augustus.
All righty, I'm going to move myself out to where I can take perhaps a better look and see. Oh, it's a lively number of gentlemen. Seems like perhaps a little bit of danger. Hod, I could be in some danger here. Hod, please interpose yourself. And I will take an action to command
Hod. You
have to
move Hod around the wall. He can't go through it.
Yet.
Uh-oh. It is funny how familiars are tiny. This is actually just literally a child. That you have as your valet.
A halfling child?
Yes, and then that seemed like it could be an insufficient amount of protection, I think, so perhaps I ought to apply a shield to myself. Yes, I'll do that. I will I'll erect a shield.
Okay.
And I do the spell effect shield and drag it onto my...
Drag it on you.
Self.
Okay.
You can also put these things down on the macro bars if you use them a lot.
That's right.
They'll speed things up for you. All right, Mizera, you're also behind the wall.
I am also behind the wall. I guess I have to move over here with everyone else.
Yes, clump up.
See what's going
Almost
on.
Like you have to pretend you like us.
I'm gonna stay here, and you know what? Why the heck not? I will do this for once. I will cast a bless spell.
Oh, all right. Bless.
I think that's how that works.
Bless everybody.
Yeah,
okay. Now this guy with the light mace out is going to just kind of charge in. He's like, oh, there's a lot of them. We can get a lot of bounty for that. Makes one move there. Gonna make one move. Second move to get in here. I'm gonna pick on the pompous looking guy. So this is coming at you, Augustus.
Ignoring,
he swings
ignoring
his mace.
The gnome child.
You dare?
I'm not gonna hit a child. maybe evil, but I'm not gonna hit a child.
That's
right,
standard. Okay.
He clobbers you with his mace. Ooh, 7 damage. Do you want to block that with your shield and shatter it, or do you want to keep that shield for...
No, I actually think I'm going to take it because I worry I might get hit further.
Okay, great. Okay. Second guy, he is back here with his crossbow. He's going to take a shot at Tad, who's shooting people as well. So, shot for shot. Pa-pow. Ooh, okay, that's going to miss. This crossbow bolt just lodges into the wall right next to you, Dad. And then he reloads and shoots again. That's also going to miss. Unfortunately, I wanted to spend...
Critical miss.
Yeah, big bad miss. All right, Nolastri.
So there's one very close now, yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's so many of us in this little area that I have trouble seeing what's happening. This is where I would like to be.
Very good. You're still within the bless.
Yeah.
I believe. Yeah.
And I'm going to look over at the captain, I am presuming, the one who is next to...
Yes, the one who's been talking.
And say, is it worth the bounty? Really? And then I'm going to
you don't know.
Swing at his friend with my flail.
Very good. Clonk him. Oh,
I'm re-rolling
that.
Okay.
I can't say I blame you.
Yeah. Two on the dice, but
much better.
Excellent.
23. Almost a crit.
Almost. Didn't get to trip him, which is what I was hoping to do.
Yeah.
All right. Two. All right,
you bashed this guy pretty good.
And then I will look at the one next to me and say, is this worth your bounty? I can do it again.
Are you going to demoralize me or are you just going to hit him
again? No, I'm going to demoralize. I want to demoralize
him. Yeah. Roll
great. Great.
Sounds like a, that sounds like what you're doing. He's like,
I love that on Foundry it says boo.
There you go.
All right. Okay. He is frightened by that.
And that's my turn.
Okay. Well, this guy says, it's worth it. Chiliax runs this country. And he sort of goes up to here. And then he says, for Chiliax, for Thrun, and for hell. And does a little bit of a charge towards you, Nola. And swings his Morningstar. Yeah. Target that. He is possibly in... Yeah, this first one I think he's going to do. A miss. Clanging against your armor. Let's see. I'm going to make sure I can do this. Now, everybody else... Okay. I can't do that. But this guy back here takes a reaction to get a little closer. And then this guy goes. He's going to move to the edge of this stuff that he's on. And who's going to be? Nola, you're still rare. Shoot his crossbow that way. You look like you're the big tank of the group. So he takes a shot at you, misses, and then reloads. And that's going to be his turn. All right, Tad.
All right, I'm going to, first, I'm going to reload.
Okay, makes sense.
Sure.
Yep.
I'm trying to reload. I can't do it on the sheet. Action, where's my reload? Where's the reload? Can't find reload.
It's under the actions tab on the sheet. There's a button. Under the attack where it says attacks, piercing wind, and then you've got a little reload action.
Well, I know, but I'm popped out. I click on it and it doesn't go.
Oh well, because you popped it out.
You can't do it if you're popped out.
You can't use your character sheet if it's popped out. It just doesn't work.
Yeah.
Right. Well. I mean, I'm not popped out of the thing. It's just open.
Oh.
Oh. Really? It doesn't do anything when you click.
I double click on reload. And it says alchemical consumable.
And then
I click
then
on
you,
consumable.
No, we just click on the check mark.
Oh, I click on the check mark. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All right. And then I'm going to actually move a little bit. Because I want to get clear line of sight on that person there. And then I will strike at the...
Discharging this firearm.
Excellent.
Very good. That. Very, very nice. He doesn't have cover anymore. But that is a critical.
Yes. Love that.
Oh, nice. I like that. So I will roll the critical.
That's it's fatal, though.
Damage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That is, oh, Lord.
Oof, that'll leave a mark.
Oh, jeez.
19, huh?
You nearly blow, just nearly blow his head off with that gunshot. Just,
good old still Bessie.
Barely standing.
Such a nice gun.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. He lives.
He's alive?
Yeah, he's alive out of that shot. He's like, I guess I'm going to shoot him right in the gut. He's like, oh.
That's real bad.
Bleeding out.
Is it worth it?
It's going to be blood. For Jelly X. All right, Flack, what are you going to do?
Well, I believe I've got him properly targeted now, so I will.
And he's still your prey.
He's still my prey. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm going to shoot him. And do one of these.
Ooh.
Excellent.
And then also a critical. Thanks to the bless.
I could shoot him again, but I think it's probably going to not be necessary.
Also have a deadly D10 bow. It's
that's
all,
right. That's so
even with that.
Disappointing roll, but.
Yeah, it takes him down.
Okay. He's down. Let's then. So that's one action.
Mm-hmm.
Let's target this guy down here, this crossbowman, and let's hunt prey on him.
All right.
And shoot him.
No, he didn't move.
Hmm?
Yeah. So you haven't moved, so yeah, you've got the actions for that.
But I have the action to do that.
Yeah, yeah. Make sure you've. Yeah, got him as your prey.
Uh-huh.
And
looks like that'll miss.
Well, yeah, but you're still taking your main multiple attack penalty because the founder doesn't know that he's your prey exactly. So you would be actually 14, which is a hit.
Okay. In that case, I'll do some damage. And it's 6.
Not bad. Not bad. Everyone's wounded. All right. Augustus.
Alrighty, well, I'd like to believe this gentleman right in front of me would see some wisdom, so I'm going to offer him a perhaps a legalistic but entirely genuine offer of peace. I'm going to cast, with one action, Pact Broker.
Oh.
Offer to broker a pact of peace if the target accepts and doesn't take hostile actions against you and your allies during the hex's 1 minute duration. Then I have a penalty on deception checks to lie to him. But if they do take a hostile action, they have to take a will save and might take some damage.
Okay.
Suspecting that he will not accept my offer of peace, despite his leader being shot in the gut twice right in front of him, he will have to make a will save and or take some mental damage. In either case, he is sufficiently near Hod for Hod to perhaps whisper some guidance like, "You should take this deal, sir." And that automatically makes him off guard until the start of my next turn.
I love that.
Oh my goodness. Assuming
then that he will take the deal and heedless of any reactive strike he might have, I will simply move past him in the direction of the captive.
Okay.
All the way over to her.
Very good.
Yeah. Yeah. The guy's like, yeah. But he doesn't get to go yet. So, Mizera.
All right, so there's a guy that may or may not be brokering a peace deal over here.
I've offered excellent terms.
I haven't like dropped my weapon and all, but he's basically sort of going like, "Yeah, no, don't kill me."
Okay, well then I'll and ignore him for the moment.
Creepy gnome child, away from me.
There, sir. Unfortunately, there are still some bows being aimed at my face, so I'm gonna just I don't know, shoot some fancy divine energy at this guy instead.
Okay.
Yep. The Divine Lance.
Come
on. Thank you.
That is going to hit.
Oh, ooh, wow.
Thanks to your own bless.
Yeah. What it's all about.
I love it. All right. He has a clear crisis of conscience as he dies. As he goes down. Oh!
Okay.
I've made poor life choices. Oh! And there you go. This guy who's been peace brokered starts
away,
like
edging.
He actually drops his light mace on the ground and he begins sort of edging his way out of the door. Right out of there, he's like, "Your friend, yeah, your friend said I can go. Right, I'm going." And I don't think he has any reactions, but he's gonna run away.
Yeah,
that seems perfectly reasonable.
All right, okay.
Would you like to join your friends?
Yes.
Or your friend?
He's wavering. I think this last one is he's wavering.
Yeah.
He's not sure what to do now.
I'm going to just step up so that I am close to what's happening over here with Augustus in case he tries to shoot. This way, I want to be kind of in the way, and then I will raise my shield.
Oh, okay. Great. You need that shield, raise shield effect on yourself?
Yes. Where is that?
You need to get that. You're going to have to, like, look for it.
I'll find effect, it.
Raise the shield. There you go.
Oh, thank you.
Yep. Okay. Is that only two actions? Or did you move twice?
I had to move twice to get here.
Okay. Great. Augustus, I left. I ran away. I took your pact of peace. however, this guy's a little freaked out about it, actually, and says, "Oh, what did you do to them? Witch, you're a witch."
Technically correct.
That's technically correct, but he's actually referring to Nola.
Dispute your assertion.
he's pointing at Nola and saying, yeah, "You're a witch," and Augustus "Excuse me." Yeah.
Oh, but you need to point your finger just an inch or two to the left there, good sir. You want to be pointing at the witch.
He does hit you, Nola. He gets you.
Oh, no.
For 4 points. I don't know if you have shield block.
I'm just gonna take that.
Okay.
Nah, I'm going to take that.
She's going to reload, and actually he's going to take a shot at Augustus with this final
last shot of his life.
Probably.
Oh, no.
Ooh! That's a critical hit, though.
Nat 20.
Yikes.
Alrighty, well alas, now I think Augustus. I shall utilize my shield.
Okay. It's 6 damage. How much do you block?
That's a legitimate question.
And did you still have shield up? You don't. Shield only lasts a round.
No, I moved over. I did not have shield up. I will simply take the 6.
Okay.
Oof.
I didn't take the action to cast it again. It would be 5 is the answer to the question, but I'll take it. Enough.
Okay, you two take it. All right, Tad. This guy's still fighting.
All right.
Foolish decisions all around.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, look, they're not smart.
Okay, how do I target this guy? T?
You just hover over him and hit T? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's T. Okay.
All right.
There you go. Reload.
Who's got the bless up? Just cast the bless.
Mizera.
Mizera, okay. So you are outside of the bless now.
Yeah, everyone. Everyone.
Yeah, I have
is.
To move forward.
That's a miss. Do you want to keep that or want to reroll it?
I'm going to reroll that.
All right, fair enough.
Ha-ha. Excellent.
We'll
there you go.
Then. Yeah.
For 5 damage.
So that takes some damage. He's badly injured. You've moved. You really. Yeah. It does look like, I'll tell you, Flack, it's your turn. It does look like this guy now that he's been wounded is probably going to give up the ghost. So if you want to keep peppering him with arrows, that's up to you. But he's like looking quite scared and looking about ready to drop his crossbow, which is currently unloaded anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. Nevertheless, I don't think Flack is particularly the sort of fellow to just let this go. So, yeah, I think we're going to hunt prey.
Get him.
And let's get him.
Unfortunately, sir, you surrendered to the wrong person.
Yeah. Yes, that's a hit.
That's a hit. And just to make sure.
Roll that now.
Yeah. Ooh, that's a miss.
Doing nice.
Okay. Yeah. Nah. But he's going to take... Oh, 1 point of damage.
Oh, no, you wing him.
It's like you hardly mean it.
That's right.
Yeah, you're pulling your punches a little bit, yeah. Yeah. You moved, you hunted, you've shot twice. All right, Augustus.
All righty. I will clutch my wounds and encourage Hod forward. Like, Hod, I've been grievously injured. Could you close on the gentleman, please?
Oh boy, I didn't move that far, huh?
Sending my creepy gnome child.
And Hod will take two actions to move up.
Mm-hmm.
Let's
see. Hod the nephew, as we've established.
And I think if I'm remembering correctly, Pact Broker is a it is a cantrip. Yes. So yeah, I will, with my second action, stagger just a little bit closer to him. And then with my third action, I will cast Pact Broker again and offer him some terms of surrender. And because Hod is within 10 feet, yeah, Hod whispers some enticing encouragement and makes him off guard.
Ron, if I may, I'm just picturing, like, you know, it's very polite, but it's also probably just got the weirdest voice.
You know, this is like the first. Well, okay, it gets even weirder because I believe that none of you have heard Hod talk very much at all. And when he does this ability, only the target hears him.
Oh, no.
So it's like.
You see his lips moving?
He's plainly whispering at the targets of my cantrip, yes. But nobody's hearing anything.
I think I love that. No one else hears it. And it just, the guy goes, oh no. What? Yeah. Yeah. No. I surrender. I'm gonna say, Mizera, do you want to take a turn?
I don't need to murder this man. It's okay.
Okay. Yeah. That guy's still running. And Nola, do you want to take a turn before this guy goes?
I am just going to congratulate him on choosing the right friend.
Okay. Terrific. So I'm gonna end. Do you let this guy run away, or do you want to like? Basically grab him in some fashion. He's like, oh, I surrender. He throws his crossbow down. And he's like, no, I just want to leave. I just want to get away from that little thing.
We should catch him. We should catch him.
Should perhaps get some, extract some information about associates he might have within the city.
He's putting up the bounty.
What about the other two? The other two that you have knocked down, I'm going to say, like, they're bleeding out. They don't have to die if you don't want them to die.
I can... lay on hands, I can stabilize them.
You can do both of them?
I can do both, yes.
In like within 10 minutes?
Oh, I mean, I can lay on hands and I can stabilize because I am also.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Well, that's good.
I mean, I can also just like.
Yeah.
First heal.
Might I selfishly request the lay on hands be
for
used
you?
On your lawyerly gnome rather than.
Yes, I can.
I'm quite near needing stabilized, to be perfectly honest.
the question basically being, you know, do you let them die? No, you don't. That's basically all I wanted to hear. You don't have to spend spells on them. Okay. If you don't want to.
I could just burst heal from here and get both of them. Yeah.
Whatever you want to do. Yeah. Gertrude is, you know, she's bound up and actually probably even gagged. And you sort of untie her.
I'll go untie her. Yes, we've saved you.
Oh, thank the gods you're here.
Yes, we came to rescue you.
No.
You are late.
Yes. Well, no, they've just been tied up here all morning, all day. Those four idiots. She actually sort of like, better matter-of-factly, sort of like begins collecting the weapons from the fallen and sort of like putting them into a crate. And she goes, oh, it's bad news, though. It's bad news. Mm. Wherever, they must have gotten some information somehow from somewhere, but that shipment that we were expecting from Logos never arrived. She kind of kicks the crate that she was tied up on and says, this is the only thing we've got for supplies for now.
The resistance.
For the boss. It's clear she doesn't want to say much while this guy's still here and even if he's tied up, you know.
Yes.
And the other ones that are alive.
Okay. Well, we can bring them all to the boss.
Yeah.
Let's not bring them. No. We can. They attacked me and you were defending me. You know, I think the authorities can handle that. If you know what I mean. I don't think we need to bring them to the boss.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, Bruce wasn't available anyway.
Can we sufficiently trust the authorities in Sarangalo to see that they're appropriately punished for the battery that they have inflicted upon us?
Yeah, I mean, the watch here is fairly not corrupt.
Okay.
As any sort of watch can be, right?
You take them over directly, Augustus. Look them right in the eye.
She's sort of like, you know, is again sort of like showing that there's not much in the warehouse yet. There's a couple crates that are here. There's some stuff. There's some, you know, some armor, some shields, some ammunition and whatnot. There's actually something. She sort of looks over at you, Nola, and she's actually, again, for the effort, you know, for you coming in here, helping save me, helping rescue me, you should take this. And she actually grabs a flail out of the crate that is clearly got a silver head, like a silver flail head to it, right? Ooh. It's like, this might help you out in the future.
Fancy.
Thank you. She's beautiful.
And she also, where is that? Hands you guys a couple other things. There is a coiled cord of brightly colored wire that she gives you. And she says, this is something, if you can speak into it, you can talk to people at long distances.
Like with a can at either end?
No. It's literally just the wire itself, though.
Oh, okay.
She calls it a whispering wire. She also hands you a scarf that can help conceal your identity magically.
Mm. Oh, I love that item.
Nice. Yes. So, Nola, if you want to just sort of like take your flail and put it as, you know, low grade silver, you can just do that. So I don't have to make it and then give it to you. You can just change the weapon you've got. And we'll just say that that's, you know, you put your regular flail back in the crate for the effort. While we're here, while you've still got this guy tied up, and sort of stabilize the other two, what do you want to interrogate them at all?
Yeah.
Especially the boss man.
Yeah. Well, okay. The boss man. Oh wait. Yeah. No. We put him back.
He saved him.
He's stabilized, right?
Yeah. He's stabilized. You have to slap him awake.
Yeah. The one that's awake, though, perhaps we could ask him a few questions about other associates he has in the city or plans they might have, how they knew to target this poor woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. We know what you're up to. Scum. See, he says, sort of sneering at you. Trying to overthrow the throne? It's not going to happen.
What?
The Thrones are powerful. Jellyaxe is powerful, more powerful than Izgar.
Who told you that?
Yeah, we just sort of sniffed it out. Well, this warehouse has always been a little bit suspicious, in my opinion. And then we caught the, we did some, spread some coin around. Dock workers here, they know what's going on.
Well,
who's paying the bounty?
How much do I believe?
Well, it's the bounty on the papers that we've been collecting.
Oh.
Yeah. Isger, Hedvend. Chiliax is paying those bounties.
So it seems there wasn't any individual that set you on this goal, but you picked up some rumors from dock workers and sort of came up with the scheme on your own, it seems.
Yeah, for the bounty.
I see.
And we would have gotten a bunch of it if we gotten all 60s.
Well, let me tell you something, my friend. Should our rebellion succeed and we improve the lives of everyone here in Isgur, we shan't exclude you. Our grace and our improvements and our bounty extends to all, and that includes you. So just understand the extent of forgiveness that you have been provided here today. It may not be important to you now, but I think soon you'll realize we're on the right side of things here.
And that's where we're going to end it for tonight. With that lovely speech from Augustus. Tune in next.